the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We are crowning a champ tonight in college football. Going to run through the entire countdown today with wagers, sides, totals, parlays, SGPs in the big match between the Washington Huskies and the Michigan Wolverines. But before we get to that, or maybe Lundy's going to just go head first and dive into the national title game. Let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do to start the podcast. Our favorite wager, whether it's on the college gridiron, maybe we're looking ahead in the National Football League and that postseason picture. Maybe it's college basketball. Yeah, there are a handful of games tonight of unknown schools that I just learned about. Maybe it's NBA. Maybe it's a national Hockey League. Lundy, what is your favorite wager plus 100 odds or greater that you're willing to invest in, good sir?
Well, let's talk about our wardrobe choices today, Brad. Before we really get to anything that people give a shit about, I am dressed like this because I'm already in a bad mood because I basically woke up and had to immediately start shoveling snow.
Coming here.
It's really not boding well for me because I'm already like in a bad mood, right? I'm out there, I'm freezing, my ears are cold, I'm shoveling snow, and I'm the only MF-er out there too. None of my neighbors are out. Nobody's doing jack squat. Just me just scraping that shovel along the ground. So if you're in the mountain time zone and you're enjoying snow, just know that I was out there enjoying it with you. Speaking of snow, speaking of cold, you know I'm always driving the Plus Bus like a Zamboni through the NHL. And, Brad, I found a special, an odds boost, courtesy of our friends at ESPN Bet. Ooh. That I really like this evening. I was going to build something myself, and I've got something for you in bonus time. But ESPN Bet actually built this one for me instead. These three guys in a very light slate, there's only four games tonight. These three guys need to each have a point. Let's start off with the New York Rangers at home. Mika Zibanejad needs to have a point. He's got 3 points against Vancouver when they played back at the end of October. So way back at the beginning of the season. But he had 3 points in that one, a goal and two assists. He's got points in 11 out of his last 13. Give me Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars as well. 3 points against Minnesota when they played back in November. That included two goals and an assist. And he's had points in, let's see, I think it's 8 of his last 9 games. And then right here in Denver, the Colorado Avalanche at home taking on the Boston Bruins. Cale Makar for a point as well. He's got points in 3 straight, 7 of his last 10. And so far in 3 games in January, all hail Cale, has 6 points in those 3 games. So Robertson, Zibanejad, Makar. Again, it's a pre-built special under the NHL tab for ESPN Bet. Brad, they've got that boosted to plus 250, baby. Oh, I love it. Get seduced by the juice on the ice. Like I said, light slate. I'll have some more plays for you coming up in bonus time on the ice, despite the light slate, because there's some great games tonight. There's only 4 of them, but each of them is really good. I'll have some for you in bonus time, because over the course of the damn countdown, Brad's going to rub my nose in the fact that I can't do college player props here in Colorado.
Yeah, that is entirely true, and that is going to be kind of a popular theme in the Fade 5, but let's go to the pro circuit here, and the NFL playoffs are finally set. Playoffs! Yes, indeed, and the matchup that I feel is going to come through here in the end and represent in Sin City in the Super Bowl, and it's the one that's the favorite right now, and that is Ravens-Niners, a rematch from earlier this year, which Baltimore went into San Francisco and really won convincingly, and I think we're going to get that part take place in Las Vegas here not that long from now. So at plus 300, yes, 3-1 odds for that to occur at BetMGM. I think it's a ticket worth firing off on. Yes, there's wild, there's wacky, there's wooliness that incurs many times in the NFL postseason. But on paper, and really with the eye test, these are the two best teams in the National Football League. The Ravens and Niners, both top 10 in EPA per play offense and EPA per play defense. And, you know, over the course of the year, really, they put
just really played at a high level, no matter week to week. I know there's been a couple of down occasions for both these squads, but Baltimore is firing all cylinders right now. They have the indisputable MVP, Lamar Jackson. That's why he's minus 10,000 to take home that esteemed honor, according to BetMGM. And Brock Purdy might have some negative things to say about him, but you got Christian McCaffrey, you got Brandon Ayuk, you got George Kittle, you got Debo Samuel, you got an elite D and a rock solid offensive line. I don't think anybody's ousting San Francisco in this NFC playoff scenery. So pull it all together, give me Baltimore and give me San Francisco for all the marbles in the Super Bowl this season. That occurs plus 300 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, we got a champion, a crown tonight in college football. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, here's one of these player props that aforementioned that Lundy discussed that he cannot wager on. So he's snowbound. It's not like he's going to hop into his ride and go to Wyoming today, anytime soon, a couple hours away north of him right now in the Denver metropolitan area. But I do like this wager if it is indeed available in your jurisdiction. And as Blake Corum, give me the under 104.5 rush yards at a minus 115 juice at BetMGM. I saw some of the books have this number actually below 100 as of yesterday. And it's starting to climb pretty much universally across the board, getting close to this unanimous 104.5 rush yards number. And I think the number is a little bit too high. Yes, you look at the paper matchup, it says, oh my God, Brad, I'm going to fade the living daylights out of you because Washington has been that horrendous defending the run. They're number 125 nationally in success rate on defense against the rush. They're giving up 137.1 rush yards per game. That's number 41 in college football. But you look at Corum. Man, he's been subpar in some of the advanced analytics. A downright disgusting number 228, according to Pro Football Focus, in yards after contact per attempt at 2.56. Even worse in missed tackle percentage at 9.9%. He's only forced 20 missed tackles on 202 rush attempts this season. And on the entirety of the season, he's only been over this number one time. Just once. I don't think it's going to double up and be twice. So put it all together, I think Washington has got to kind of sell out in a way to defend the run, because that is the strength of Michigan. That's what Harbaugh wants to do. Ground control to Major Tom and win this game on defense. But I think it's going to be a different story that unfolds tonight. So Corum, give me the under 104.5 rush yards. I do believe he's going to score a touchdown. And I wouldn't bet on that unless it's in an SGP, because it's like minus 350 if he does. But on this prop, minus 115, very viable, at BetMGM. Lundy, you can't bet on it, but fade or follow.
Yeah, I like this. Fade or follow your imaginary bets, Lundy. That's what that's what you get to do.
Come on, Colorado!
I'm actually going to – I would fade you if I were in a state that mattered. I think I would fade you on this one because I think he's going to just barely creep past this. I could see him at about a buck 10. I think you're going to be pitting out late in the game because of what Washington can do. Or lack thereof, I guess I should say, when it comes to the running game. Look, I think there's always a lot that goes into the game plans. And then that game plan involves Harbaugh getting on a plane and going to Los Angeles to coach the Chargers. But I digress. I think part of what they're going to try to do, Brad, is keep Penix and company off the field. And that's why I don't like this bet, is because regardless of the fact that Corum has had some subpar performances, I think this dude is going to touch the rock nonstop in this game so that they can keep Penix off the field.
Plug the damn holes, Washington. I'm still taking the under.
Number four.
Numero quattro here on the Fade Five podcast, national title edition, between Washington and Michigan, and a wager that Lundy actually can touch in the state of Colorado. And that is Washington, first team to score 10 points in the contest tonight, plus 115. Yeah, let's again get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Here's the reason why I like this. You got a contrast in styles, really, and of note of notable variety in this game. Michigan is all about that D. Top three in the country in EPA per play defense. Washington's all about that O. A team that is top five in the nation EPA per play offense. But you look at the Huskies, and they have certainly mushed. Huskies mushed against teams with positive defenses. Look at the Texas game that we saw a couple of weeks ago. Number 13 EPA defense were the Longhorns entering the contest in that one, and Washington was the first team to start off hot there and put 10 points on the board. Utah, number 11 in EPA per play defense this season against the Utes. They were the first team to score 10 points. Arizona was downright nasty defensively this season. Not as good as Texas and Utah, but a respectable number 31 were the Wildcats in EPA per play defense. Yes, Michigan is in a class by itself. Compare those other teams I discussed, but I'm willing to roll the dice here because there's no value with Michigan to put the first 10 points on the board. The value resides with the dogs who are going to be barking, who are going to set the tone early on, and maybe I'm on Washington too for the full game of plus 4.5, but I believe the Huskies earn their bacon strips early on and put that 1-0 on the board first. Plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I see where you're going with this one. I'm not a huge fan of it. There's a different way that I would play this that I'll do in bonus time. But I can see, I see what you're trying to do here. I'm just not so sure that that Michigan defense is going to allow them to be the ones to be the first to get to 10, but I would not be surprised. So at plus 115, because it correlates into what I've got for you in bonus time, the bets that I can freaking do, I'm going to follow because yours is going to tie into mine. I'll explain coming up.
Oh, get off the blocks fast, Washington. I need an early winner.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the feed, a five national title edition of the countdown, J.J. McCarthy. Give me the over, 193.5 pass yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. For those that are just casual fans of college football, he is the starting quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines, and this number is too low. Yeah, he's one of the better scoring duelists that is out there. Can beat you with the arm and with the legs, but I'm not going to wager on any kind of rush yards prop tied to the college quarterback market because sacks, they count against you on the junior circuit, and that royally sucks. I got burned on that a couple of times in the regular season, but I don't feel that I'm going to get torched and fried like a creme brulee in this one with this wager. Why? Washington number 69, and not so nice. They are in pass defensive success rate on the season. They're getting up at 267.1 pass yards per game. That's number 121 in D1 college football. McCarthy, a very good passer in terms of the accuracy. Number four to just completion percentage. He hit the over in the playoffs and in the regular season 8 times on this prop. I think he's going to be north of 200 here in the end because, again, as I've already suggested, we're quarterly synergizing and bring it all together. If I feel Washington is going to start off this game hot, Michigan could be in chase mode early on and could get a little bit more airborne and move away from hand the ball off left, right, up the middle of Blake Corum all the damn time. So give me J.J. McCarthy over what I feel is a very achievable number, 193.5 pass yards, minus 115 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, another wager you can't bet on there in Colorado, fade or follow.
Yeah, I don't. Why am I here, Brad? Why am I here? I like this one, Brad. You got your Illinois prop bets up in front of you. Can we do something on the fly real quick? Do you have JJ? Do you have McCarthy? Do you have them? Do you have them? Here's what I want you to do. You don't have to do it instantaneously, but do they have longest reception for him? And if so, I would probably slam the living shit out of the over.
Longest pass, you mean?
Yeah, longest pass completion.
No, they do not.
Damn it. I wish they did because I would totally play the over on that because Washington's going to get burned at least once. That defense is susceptible to it. I think they will get burned at least once. I think McCarthy will find somebody or Washington will miss a tackle on the second level and somebody will turn what should have been a 10-yard, 11-yard gain into like 30-something. I'm convinced that's going to happen in this game. That sucks that you can't bet on it because I would love the over on a longest completion for him because I think he's going to hammer it. Same thing that I made some money last night. Josh Allen did it for us, and I think J.J. McCarthy is going to do the same thing.
Oh, this just in, this prop even higher now at 196.5 at DraftKings. You better shop around. Shop, shop, shop. Still bet the over, baby.
Number two.
Numero dos. Oh, here are the feed five countdown. Another wager. And this time we're going to live in the land down under on the Michigan Wolverines and team total points. That number sitting at 30.5. And at the under, it does come through. Here at the end, it is a -110 juice at BetMGM. Yarr! Shiver me timbers, mateys. I feel Captain Hook very much is in play here. And you could get beat by that here in the waning moments of this particular contest. You're the spotlight. The nerves are going to be on high. It's definitely the ultimate leverage situation for really either team here. Some squads wither under the spotlight. Others shine. We'll see what Michigan does. And I think it's going to be kind of a mixture of both. Maybe they start off slow. And the offense really doesn't get going. And Washington does, as I believe they will, getting out to maybe a 10-0 lead in this game. But you look at Michigan, they're a team that has hit the over on this nine times this season. They're number six in the country in EPA per play offense. They're number six in pass success rate offense, but number 41 in rush success rate. Again, Blake Corum just kind of ho-hum as the advanced analytics have suggested, though the visualizations tell an entirely different story. You look at Washington, number 77, and D net points per drive. So a team that does give up a lot of big plays. They tend to give up a lot of points against Texas. You saw it. They gave up 31 in that game. Maybe it's a duplicate for Michigan in terms of their scoring output. But again, I feel Captain Hook is coming to play. And if they do get going and maybe they get a lead in this contest, they're going to eat clock a whole lot of Blake Corum, which Lundy is buying. So I'm really curious where he stands on this, as I believe, again, Michigan scores 30. My friends at College Football Graphs, they got Michigan exactly at 30. So, yeah, shiver me timbers. Help me out, Captain Hook. I'm taking the under 30.5 points scored by the Wolverines. -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
You know you're going to get hooked on this, right?
Either way, is he going to be 31 or 30?
So, for example, right now over at DK, it's -150 for Michigan to score four touchdowns. For them to go over 3.5 touchdowns is -150. That pops you at 28 right there, which means
unless you go for two,
little kicker action puts you right up over. You sit at 31, you're screwed. You lose your bet. I'm just, I wouldn't touch this one. I think this number is set so perfectly for this game. I ain't touching this bet. So I guess that's a fade, but it's not like I'm betting the opposite side. I'm not touching this, Brad.
Don't send me to Davy Jones's locker. Captain Hook!
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade of Five podcast. My favorite bet on the board here, the national title game. It is an SGP. And yes, Lundy, again, can't wager on this in the great state of Colorado, but I can in the ILL because we're full of progressive thinkers. And on this two-legger, give me the Huskies, the mush, Huskies mush, +10.5 on the alt line. Now, I'm going to match that with Michael Penix Jr., 250 or more pass yards. That's an even money right now at BetMGM at +100 odds. And yes, I fired off a ticket on this yesterday, and I feel damn good about it. Again, you look at Michigan, their top eight, EPA offense and defense. So the better team on paper. Washington, though, a better offense. Number five in the country in EPA per play offense, but number 22 in EPA per play defense. And if you peel back the layers, the young need to look at their success rates versus the pass. Number 69 in the country and number 125 against the run. So They've been leaky. They've been vulnerable. They've been susceptible. There's no doubt about that. But I think they're going to show up and show out because they might have the best player on the field in Michael Penix Jr., whose stock is skyrocketing right now for the National Football League. I saw his humble beginnings at Indiana where he started his college football career. And I'm like, damn, that guy's got a hose and he can run. He is the ultimate, you know, dual threat quarterback that's out there. He's gotten light years better than what he was with the Hoosiers. What you saw against Texas was a magician, a guy just straight up at work, throwing darts, throwing lasers into tight coverage and doing it accurately. I know Michigan has got incredible prowess defensively, but Penix is going to be tough to ground. This is the MO of the Huskies. They're going to attack you early and often, and they're going to be relentless through the air, occasionally on the ground, but mostly through the air because they have one of the best wide receiver cores, if not the best wide receiver group in college football. They're going to get open, and even in, you know, tight man coverage or zone coverage with arms extended and bodies around Washington wide receivers, Penix will find a way to thread the needle. The standard line is up to 299.5 now on Penix for pass yards in this game. I think he's going to sail past this with relative ease despite the unfriendly paper matchup. Keep in mind, Penix number 41 on the season, adjusted completion percentage number 20 among all D1 college quarterbacks in ADOT, and number 3 in big time throw. 10 times he went for 295 or more yards, making 11 on the biggest stage known to man in college football. So Lundy, my number one play in the national title game on this SGP, and come with me, hopefully, Washington plus 10.5 on the alt line. Penix, 250 or more pass yards, plus 100 even. Steven Juice at BetMGM. Feed or follow.
I like it. I like Washington to keep it within 10. I like the idea of Penix going over the number. You know that 300 is something that he'll flirt with. Excuse me. I think 250 is going to be easy for him to hit. I mean, shit, he may have 185, 190 by halftime. Yep. If they're coming out and trying to fire at will. You had a chance to see Penix at Indiana. I don't want to pull a muscle patting myself on the back. But I, at the beginning of the season, I said, I don't want to talk about Caleb. I don't want to talk about Bo. You guys need to be talking about Michael Penix up in Seattle. And he has proven it by making it to the national title game, because, you know, I'm an Oregon State guy, so I'm paying attention to the Pac-12, or what was the Pac-12. And I said all along that that was the guy that I thought everybody needed to be paying attention to when it came to the NFL draft coming up at the end of April in Detroit. So the fact that he's finally showing out, I think is spectacular. I think it's great that the nation's going to get to see him tonight. This kid can play the position, and it's freaking fun to watch. I don't know. I mean, I know there's some good quarterbacks in college football. I get it. In the last 2 months, I haven't seen somebody with a more accurate deep ball than Michael Penn.
Unreal.
It's absolutely spectacular to watch. I look forward to watching him at the next level. I think he's going to crush that 250 number. I think he's going to go the over on the 299. I'll be honest with you. I think he's going to get up to the 300, to the 300 mark. So you've bought yourself plenty. The only thing you've got to hope for is that Washington keeps this thing close and that their defense doesn't let them down. That's all. The 10.5. I think you've got more of a risk on the 10.5 than you do on the 250.
Yeah, hopefully it's not going to be a purple nurple body stretch of the imagination.
Did
tonight.
You just say purple nipple?
Yeah, purple nurple. Remember those from when you were a kid?
No, I thought you said purple nipple.
Well, you get that from a purple nurple, and hopefully, you know, I'm not going to get that.
You got a little twist and shout going on. That's what you got going on.
Well, yeah,
you twist, and then the other person shouts.
And some people find that pleasurable. Others do not. I'm one of those that does not think.
But Brad, look, you're the guy. You're attaching like freaking jumper cables to yours. So I don't really want to go down that road. Okay.
Let's jump start with some more bets, Lundy, because it's bonus time.
Okay, Brad, I need you to pull up the player props for me, because, like I said, I can't do it here in Colorado. I need you to get to receiving yards for me, please. And I want you to tell me what Jack Westover's at.
Jack Westover, over under. Oh, you might like this number quite a bit. 26.5.
Boom. The over, hit the over. 130. hit the over on Westover. Those of you that are not familiar, this is the tight end senior 6'3", 250, prototypical tight end size in the Pac-12. This is a guy, I think if Michigan does what they are going to want to do, which is to try to disrupt the timing of Michael Penix, I think that Westover is going to become his safety blanket in this contest. Okay. In the last seven games, he's got five targets or more in four out of his last seven. And in fact, really the game that he was kind of a non-factor, but it was also because of what the Ducks were doing, was the Pac-12 championship game. Okay. The game against Oregon was the one where he kind of vanished. He only had one catch for 4 yards. But other than that, I think he's going to be the safety blanket. Michigan brings that pressure, tries to throw Penix off of his timing. What do? You look for a simple dump off. So I think in order to hit this number, Westover's got to get at least three catches, if not four. But he's had the targets over the course of the last seven games. So from a player prop standpoint, even though I can't do it, Westover would be my guy. That's the one that I want you to pay attention to. All right, let me get back over to actually, one more for you, just for fun. Yeah. I would say this is like a half unit bet for me, and this one I can do, and I've already done it at a half unit. Washington to score a touchdown on their first drive is plus 190. Mm-hmm. I think they need to come down. I think they're going to try to do everything they can. I think the drive is going to be scripted. I think they're going to try to make sure that they can get on the board right at the beginning of the contest, whether that's the first drive of the game or it's their first opportunity after Michigan has the ball. But I think Washington's going to want to do everything they can to get points on the board in the first drive. So for them to score a touchdown is almost universally, I saw it, I think, at ESPN bet at this number. I saw it at DraftKings at this number. It's plus 190, I believe, for them to have a touchdown on their first drive. I like that one. All right, now I'm done with the title game because I can't have any fun with player props because the state of Colorado hates me. Let's go to the ice, shall we? I mentioned the fact that Boston is here in Denver to take on the Colorado Avalanche. Over at that one, these are a couple of teams that tend to be at or near the bottom when it comes to gifts, goals in the first 10. It is plus 130 for there to be a big goose egg on the scoreboard by the time it reads 9 minutes and 59 seconds. So give me the under, the no gift in that contest tonight at a plus 130. I also like the no gift, by the way, between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in the city of brotherly love this evening. For Philadelphia, it's only happened once in their last five games and only in four out of their last 10. So I think you're going to see a defensive battle in that one. Speaking of defensive battle, if you really want to get crazy with the cheese whiz, how about plus 360 for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh to need the extra frame for them to finish tied at the end of regulation? Again, two rivals right there in the Keystone State. I think there's a good possibility that this one needs the extra time. So again, probably a quarter unit bet, but plus 360, I think, is worth it for those guys to wind up being tied. Now we go back to Madison Square Garden, where the Vancouver Canucks and the Rangers are going to be. The standard line is 6.5, and I really like the over on the 6.5 in that one because I think these two teams are going to trade goals back and forth. However, let's make it into an SGP and buy ourselves a little bit of space. Would not be surprised to see the Canucks pull the upset against the Rangers. So instead, how about we SGP this at ESPN? Give me Vancouver +1.5. So if they lose, they just got to be able to keep it close. And give me the over at 5.5. Buy it down by a goal. Put those two together at ESPN bet. You got yourself a plus 144. Beyond that, I think we're probably looking at the under in Dallas and Minnesota. That one being played up in the land of 10,000 lakes. I think they could be pushing it. It's sitting at 6.5. I like the idea of the under, but I could see this one potentially getting me with a captain hook. And we just barely get over 7. Somebody nets an empty netter. So I'm going to hope that doesn't happen. But again, I like the over with Vancouver and the Rangers. I like the under with Dallas and Minnesota. For what it's worth, I like the over between Boston and Colorado because right now the Avs goaltending is about as leaky as Brad after he has Taco Bell. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, let's get to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day. And I'm a big fan of Bean Burrito. So yeah, I do get a little bit leaky after the bell sounds. Let's go to the NBA on this SGP and come with me if you are buying what I'm selling. I'm going to take the Chicago Bulls on the money line against the Charlotte Hornets, a rematch of a game that was just played a few days ago, in which the Bulls won and won handily. And it's Charlotte moving in the wrong direction, really dregs the cake right now in the NBA. Colby White, 5 or more rebounds. And Miles Bridges, 2 or more made 3s. All three of those legs hit. You're looking at +200. Yeah, I'll work the shoulders again because I got seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Again, I like the Bulls. A great history against Charlotte. In the last 10 matchups, they've actually covered the spread in 8 of those. And all I need is for them to win straight up. I look at Colby White. He went 10 rebounds and 9 rebounds in 2 prior matchups against the Hornets. You look at Charlotte, a team that has allowed the 7th most opponent rebounds per game at 44.9. So I think he's going to squeeze the orange at least 5 times and secure those rebounds. And then you look at Miles Bridges for Charlotte. Chicago's biggest weakness is perimeter defense. They've allowed the 5th most made 3-pointers this season, 13.9 at 36.6%. And you look at Bridges, he's shooting 50% his last 3 games from distance, and in the pair of games against the Bulls, 3 made 3s and 2 made 3s. So I just seen him to repeat that feat, and we're going to be cashing in. So to recap on this SGP Chicago money line, Colby White, 5 or more rebounds, and Miles Bridges, 2 or more made 3s, +200. There at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time, let's go to college basketball. They're actual games, and usually they're not. They usually surrender all of the action to the college football world, but some of these smaller schools said, screw you, we don't even have football programs, so we're going to play some hoop because it's in season. I like Monmouth. I'm going to lay the 2.5 against Northeastern tonight. Look, there's no schools of any notoriety that are playing this evening. You look at Northeastern, also Huskies, I believe, by the way. So it's maybe a Huskies theme for me. Number 326 in the country, an effective field goal percentage. And the biggest issue for them is stretching out the perimeter and defending the arc. They're giving up 36.3% from distance. Why is that important? That is the strength of Monmouth offensively. They're shooting 37.4% as a collective from distance. Rice, Collins, and Bashir. Bashir shooting like 56.8% from way downtown. They've won 5 consecutive games at home. They're an excellent team, not only from distance offensively, but they force a lot of turnovers defensively. So there could be some sprint outs and some wide open buckets drained as a result. So I think Monmouth is going to cover the 2.5 at -110 juice there at BetMGM going away. And then my last play, national title game, and this just in, Lundy, the spread has moved. It's now Huskies +5. Against the Wolverines. I didn't even need the hook. I like them +4.5. Certainly like them +5. Michigan may win this thing and hoist the hardware at the end, but it may be by only a field goal. X marks the spot. We got a guest picker today. It is at @Matt_Wenzel who sent in JJ McCarthy over, which I was on. I think you're on too. 193.5 pass yards. He says Washington will sell out to stop Blake Corum. I think that's a very shrewd perspective, which allows JJ to throw for a couple of big chunk plays. Good luck to you, Matt. An excellent selection there. We are all in agreement. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do me a favor, and Lundy as well, drop us a rating and a review. If you enjoy this broadcast, give us a thumbs up if you're viewing us there on YouTube. Also, Fader Follow X on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you. Lundy with his excellent hockey picks. Hopefully, he's going to be in Fuego this week at Nate Lundy. I'm posting college basketball action literally every single day. Going to have NFL wildcard weekend player props up on the spreadsheet once they populate the various sports books there at Noisy Huevos. Enjoy the national title game and drive to Wyoming, amigo. Get some player prop action. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It really isn't, especially when it's all snow covered and there's nothing but elk that you got to dodge along the way as you get up there before you reach Casper, just the general border where there's no stinking trees. There are no trees on that side of Wyoming. I've been there. I know. I bought fireworks and nearly blew off a few digits there in the process. Anyway, Lundy may have to road trip. Maybe know somebody that owns a snowplow. I have no idea, but good luck to him. Good luck to you. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is indeed up to you.